of Media Studies at the University of Rostock, and as Francine said, we joined the team pretty late, about a year ago, but we've been doing some of the research on our own already in 2015, analyzing just German films the past 5 years, and then we sort of looked into the respondents, our 900 professionals from the industry, and I was going to give you a little bit of sort of information about Germany. What we definitely know is in Germany, and also in other European countries, we don't have a lack of talent. We have 40, 46, depending on which film school you count, over the years. It's just not in the 2000s, already 95. I've been working in film school since 92, I think. We've been always having half of the directing classes, more or less, by women. So we have talent that is educated. We also know from our questionnaire that additionally to film school, they all have experience, they worked, they have extra training. So we really have trained, experienced, qualitatively trained female workforce out there. And then when we look at the numbers that are, for example, with the Regieverband, it's only 25%. So we already have a loss from 44, 42% graduates to people who register in the Regieverband. And then if we look at the numbers who direct the FFA, luckily, as we found out, it's interesting that we in Germany know how many films are produced in Germany and are screened on films. Not every country even knows that. I mean, in England, there was there's no statistics on that. So we could at least count all these films, and then we have, depending on the year, 20% films directed by women. But the money, as we said, 84% of the money goes to men. So a female-directed film gets less money than a male-directed film. Also in Germany, it's 600,000 for a female-directed film, and it's over $1 million for a male-directed film. And so there's a big difference in average. And but what is also was in Germany and also in all the other countries, it's also that we can't say, oh, they just make bad films, these women. They make films nobody wants to see. Because when the jury, festival commissions make a decision, if you look at all the films of the women, overproportionally they're screened at festivals and win more prizes than a male film. Of course, since it's only 20% or 17%, if you look at Berlinale or Cannes, there's very few films by women. But if you just look at all the films produced in Germany by women, then they win, they're on a festival 2.5 times, and then a male film is only under two, and they win more prizes. So I thought that was very interesting. And then if we look at the qualitative data, the questionnaire, really everybody is aware of this injustice. It's not something that the people are not aware of, and also the men, the asked men. And also, what I thought really important, everybody says it's the struggle for funding that creates this imbalance. It's getting the money, getting your project through, getting a producer wanting you on your project, getting the television station journalists to want you on your project. And one of the measurements that is highly discussed, because nobody wants to be a quota woman, has two-thirds of the men even say yes, and over 70% of the female in Germany says, yes, we need a quota, we need definitely strong measurements. Because they're educated, we don't need more networking, we don't need more training and get yourself more self-esteem, because we all have that. We have great women, but they just have to get their share of money.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Professor Gottfried, and that leads us very, very neatly into Esther from Pro Quota Regie.
My name is Esther from Pro Quota Regie. We were founding, we started as a very small group of directors who asked themselves, why, what happens, why don't we get jobs, what is going on? We researched and couldn't believe the numbers, because we thought, it can't be. It's maybe hardly 15% of women who work on the two big public broadcasting companies, ARD and ZDF. And So two of us, me and my colleague Verena, went to the Directors Guild and looked at the numbers of the collecting societies and gave out this report, which is the diversity report. This is now the second one, which will be released on Monday, where we also added the age structure, which is very interesting as well. So 2 years ago, I think we had a kind of conspiratorial meeting with about 80 directors. We weren't sure what to do. Anna Zerner was there giving us a really great speech. And so we decided to found Propfoto Regie. Since then, we are now about 342 female directors, which says a lot about the number of directors here in Germany. And we have about 500 supporters from the industry, male and female. We think the measurements should be that we really get a quota into the FFG, which is the film funding law. We think that we also should have programs which welcome women, because I think the main thing is that everything starts before you get funding. That, like Frau Pommer said, you can't convince people for your project. So we think we have to have a more welcoming approach to female projects. We also think that we have to have a quota in broadcasting and television. We had a few successes last year. The RRD, for example, now has a 20% quota, which is not very much, but it's double as much as people are working, as female directors are working now. But they want to, after 3 years, I think they want to evaluate whether it affects the quality of the program when 20% women are working there as directors. Our plan is that then after 3 years we have 42% quota, because that's basically the graduates from film school, and then of course 50-50, which means equality. I hope we will get there, but it's a long way.
Well, that's great. Very, very well done. It's terrific you're doing this work. Hold on.
I just wanted to say, we have our bubble again at the Berlinale. You can find the program. There's a lot of things going on till Monday. On Tuesday, we have a panel, which is also the topic.
Right, so look out for those cards. This brings us very neatly to Nicole Ackermann from Women in Film and Television Deutschland.
We are representing the whole variety of professionals in this industry. So we do have scriptwriters, we have directors, we have producers, all a great variety, as I said. And we do a lot of training, soft skills, also industry skills. And we do we have a lot of events at festivals and markets where we try to give women a greater visibility, and our focus is on networking, and we do have a very big gratitude that with Propfoto Regie there is so much data coming into the system, and with this data we it's not about the gut feeling we all have. There is real data that actually proves. And for us it's a bit difficult because we have so many professions to go into the data for that everywhere. But what you guys are doing is just amazing, because this really helps with the awareness. And so there's a bigger awareness, and the networking then again helps to package the different productions, and to know that if you have more women attached, that you can be stronger as well, and that you can make a point as well. So I think the collaboration is just amazing. I am very grateful for that. Collaboration is a really important feature for today. So we're looking, you know, at getting the data, getting quotas, giving the women support and networking. So we've looked at Germany, and now we're going to look at the UK with
Beryl Richards, who is chair of the wonderful Directors UK. I'm a member, and although I haven't made any programmes for a long time, she still sends me royalty checks. She's good.
Can I have the slide up that should be there?
Wait till you see this slide. It's fantastic.
It's not there. Is it coming? Is the red and black one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, can you get that up a bit bigger?